calling all detectives. When burglar-proof safes open as easily as sardine tins, then it's time to start looking for a new kind of master criminal. That is the problem on this page from my casebook, the casebook of Jerry Browning, private detective. Any private detective like me, Jerry Browning, loves tricky crimes. Because the trickier they are, the easier it is to find out their pattern. Charles Conrad, president of the Conrad Tool and Die Works, was a very unhappy man.
Browning, a bundle of valuable blueprints have disappeared from our safe, $2,000 in cash, and all my personal securities.
I glanced at the open safe behind him. It was not only open, but empty.
Cleaned out, Mr. Browning. Absolutely cleaned out.
I took another look at the safe. It was a new, modern-looking job. How was the safe forced?
It wasn't. A safe expert was over here this morning. Claims the safe hasn't been tampered with in any way.
Okay. Then who besides you knows the combination?
My secretary, Peter Bowen, and my controller, George Randolph. Both have worked with me for years. I'll stick my life on their honesty.
That's fine. But I think I'd better check on both of them. I didn't have a chance to check on anybody because when I returned to my office, I found a stout and highly excited gentleman waiting for me.
I am Kurt von Orten, president of Europa Import Associates. $50,000 and a packet of unset diamonds have been stolen from a locked safe in my office.
I told Van Orten to sit down for a moment, called my message-taking service, and learned that I was wanted urgently at the McGowan Elwood Trucking Company. Yeah. Their burglar-proof safe had just been burglarized. Within a couple of hours, I was offered three cases involving thefts from company safes in various parts of the city. I stood by as the expert tested the Van Orten safe. In your opinion, Mr. Wilson, how was this safe opened? Wilson shrugged.
Mister, anybody can open a safe if he knows the combination. Hey, here you are, Mr. Van Orten. I changed the combination, and this time, keep it to yourself.
Van Orten looked helplessly at the paper in his hand.
Browning, I trust my associates. Our business is built on trust and honor. At this point, I don't know what to do.
I've got two other cases like this, Mr. Van Orten. I suggest you do nothing until you hear from me. One of my good friends is an ex-burglar who now runs a restaurant called Louis' Hamburger Heaven. That's where I went. And as soon as Louis had a free moment, Louis, I think maybe you can help me.
Why, sure, Jerry. Any time, any place. Can I try a new specialty of the house, peanut butter?
Not right now, thanks. Louis, who's the best safecracker in town?
Well, that's easy. Tumblers O'Rourke. The way he handles the acetylene torch or a bottle of soup, he can crack a crib in 9 minutes. Make a hole no bigger than your fist. Well, you can't hit a bang half a block away.
I grinned. You mean Tumblers is the best there is? But even he works with a torch and nitroglycerin? Can he figure out a combination? Louis curled his lip.
Maybe he could, if you give him 3-4 days. But why bother, when you can blow it open in 9 minutes? Jerry, in the safe-cracking business, time is very important.
Louis, I see what you mean. At the McGowan Elwood Trucking Company, the third outfit whose safe had been burglarized, I found the company treasurer, Malcolm Thurston, in a state bordering on collapse.
Mr. Browning, I'm the only employee with the combination to the safe. Mr. Browning, everybody thinks I'm a thief.
I finally got the old man calmed down. Look, Mr. Thurston, there's been a series of robberies identical with this one. Don't worry about it. I'll prove you're not a thief. My problem was reasonably obvious. To find some connecting link among three safe robberies at the offices of companies that had no relationship with one another, which meant that they had no employees in common. Well, maybe they had something else.
Our safe, Mr. Browning, was made by the Atlas Safe Company.
The safe, sir? It is a Chorgan, tamper-proof. Our safe, Mr. Browning, is the Caldwell Multilock.
Well, that wasn't much help. Three companies, three different makes of safe. Just the same, I was sure those safes had something in common that some smart crook had figured out. At the Atlas Safe Company, I talked with its manager, a Mr. Harris.
Browning, there's no such thing as a burglar-proof safe. Any safe can be opened by force, given the proper tools and enough time.
Yeah, I found that out, Mr. Harris, from another source. Now, could somebody develop a super-sensitive instrument, maybe electronic, so that he could hear the tumblers drop? Harris grinned.
Sure, maybe somebody could. Except that we don't use tumblers in our safe, so there wouldn't be anything to hear.
Oh. Well, suppose something goes wrong, safe gets out of whack or combination lost. What do you do then?
What any other company does. We call it an expert. Most of the time he has to open the safe by drilling it. But then he has plenty of time and nothing to worry about.
Mr. Harris, you're wrong. I think he's got a lot to worry about. I got to the little office of T.J. Wilson, safe expert, just as he was starting out on a job. Just a minute, Mr. Wilson. I want to ask you one question. Did you service the safes for the Conrad Tool and Die Works, the Europa Import, and the McGowan Elwood Trucking Company, all three of them? Wilson smiled.
Yeah, I did. I can't stop to talk to you because I'm just leaving town, and this says you won't stop me.
This was a revolver pointing straight at me. I wouldn't dream of stopping you, Mr. Wilson. But I can't answer for that cop climbing through your window. He turned around. You'd be surprised how many of them do, and that's the last thing they remember. Sure. We found all the loot from his three robberies. And one other that hadn't been reported, because two partners suspected each other. Wilson worked on safes all over town. And months after he got an order to service one or change its combination, he came back and calmly cleaned it out. His mistake was bunching a group for a final haul and getaway. Like I said, when crimes have a pattern, and you hit the right combination, then it's an open and shut case. Listen next time to Calling All Detectives, Mystery Drama, Mystery Quiz, and a chance for you to match wits with yours truly, Jerry Browning, Private Detective.